Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
I gotta tell you, in one way, I'm glad that our vice week is over, giving up our vices for the week is over. And in another way, it just doesn't matter because I'm not planning on going back on this Lunesta.
Good job, man.
But I can also tell you it's got progressively worse during the week, which is weird.
Really?
Yeah, and I think it's my anxiety level. Like, I was really prepared for it on Monday, and I slept okay. I got 5-6 hours of sleep, same on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And since I haven't been taking those Lunesta pills, it has been worse and worse the rest of the week. Like, I hardly slept at all last night. Got to bed, I guess, about 10:30. Was a real light sleep. And right now, it's sort of a game of psychology for me. I got a couple of emails about this. And if you're not sleeping well, rather than me read the email, because it'll be too long, I put the email from this Burt Show listener up on my blog that sort of spoke to me the last couple of days. When you have these sleep disorder, a lot of it is just in your head. It's the fear that you have that you're not going to sleep that is actually keeping you up.
Okay.
It's almost like a mini panic attack almost. And you have to sort of start calming yourself down. Like, it's okay not to get 7 hours of sleep. It's okay if you get 6 hours of sleep. And you're going to be fine if you just get 5 hours of sleep tonight. And I feel myself fighting that anxiety. I didn't in the beginning of the week. But towards the end of the week, I have. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been fighting it as well. So the last couple of days have been really tough for me. But I'm not planning on going back. In fact, Melissa, I'm going to ask you to keep the Lunesta through the weekend.
Okay.
Because, Melissa, and I came in here
sure?
with my
You're going to the cat show, and you want to be really rested for the cat show.
Well, I'll sleep right through that. If anything can give me sleep, it would be going to a cat show.
It's the international cat show.
So I'm going to ask you to hold on to those prescriptions. Okay. And if I, like, start to get sick maybe at the end of next week because I'm not getting enough sleep, maybe I'll figure out something else. But I don't want them this weekend because if they're in my house, I know I'll take them.
I'm like the resident pharmacist right now because I've got Burt's pills in my filing cabinet and I've also got Wendy's diet pills in my filing cabinet. So yeah, I can make a little money going on the side here.
Wendy gave up her diet pills for her vice week. It's not been going so great.
It's been kind of a rough week. I don't know if it's coming off the diet. I'm sure that's what it is, but I haven't been sick for 2.5 years since I've been on diet pills. And it hasn't been like I've taken diet pills starting 2.5 years ago, but I've I'll get off of them for 2.5 weeks to go to a different diet pill. So there's been some times where I'm not on it, but pretty consistently I've been taking diet pills pretty much every day. So this week I've battled being sick. Like, I haven't been sick in forever. My glands have been swollen. I've night sweated. Like, you know when you get those night sweats and you're sleeping, you wake up, you're burning up and you're sweating. Mm-hmm. I've had that this week. And last night, I just had a breakdown. I'm like looking for my pills. Like, I need to have a pill because I'm like in need of them because it gives me so much energy. It just makes me feel a whole lot better about myself. I don't know what it is, but it makes me feel a whole lot better about myself. And I guess I get down on myself like hardcore sometimes. And I'm like, I need this pill to make me feel better. I was begging my friend to find me one because I don't have them in my house.
You're almost using this pill like an antidepressant?
Almost, yeah. Well, to me, like, it makes me feel better because, I mean, I think it'll make me thinner and increases my energy level, which always puts you in a positive mood. And I'm a pretty positive person. Like, I come across positive, but like when I'm alone or I'm with my closest friends or my mom, I'm in a really down mood. So these pills like kind of make me in a better mood. So, yeah, sort of they're my antidepressant. So I was looking for them all night last night. I'm so glad my friend was there because, I mean, obviously I don't have them, but like, I needed one last night.
Like, you hear the problem here, right? Like,
absolutely. I know the problem.
So after this week, when, you know, the segment is done, are you planning on going back on them or are you going to?
I haven't decided. Like, I'm going to let Melissa hang on to them for right now. Because I haven't decided.
Making a little money, I'm telling you. Start counting pills. Anybody need some, come to my desk.
I haven't decided yet. Like, I know I should, but, like, they give you that feeling of, like, I don't know, like, happiness. You know what I mean?
It's speeding everything up. It's sort of making you feel a little euphoric.
Metabolism goes up. Yeah, your energy level's up. You feel great all the time.
There was a listener we had on yesterday that you had a reaction to that said, what was it, her or her friend had some digestive issues after the fact, yeah, or whatever, and it made you think, well, you know what, I should be off of those. What happened between mm-hmm. the physical side effects that could come from this and then last night?
Well, I'm already seeing like the physical side just because I don't feel very well. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like I think I get so down on myself sometimes, especially when I'm alone. I get so down, and these pills are kind of like a pick-me-up. And I think that that's what these pills do, and I'm obviously seeing the problem, but I don't know. I just think that pick me up sometimes, and I don't know. Like, I think even when I drink, though, is probably it gets a little worse because then I'm even harder on myself. So I probably need to cut out both.
I mean, doesn't this sound like I'm not a doctor or psychologist, but it sounds like you're a depressed person.
Mm-hmm.
And taking the pills isn't going to do anything. You got to see somebody about that.
No, absolutely. I agree.
And I would say, compounded upon getting off the diet pills, not to minimize that, but this is a strange time of year for people. Like, it gets mm-hmm. dark earlier, it's colder out, everybody's inside more. I have a lot of friends right now that are struggling with just kind of feeling depressed or out of it.
Absolutely.
Or just kind of like not in touch or mm-hmm. just kind of bummed out.
And I've taken more than just the diet pills. I mean, I've taken that St. John's wort, which has been like it's a mood lifter, I guess. It's supposed to enhance your mood and make you in a good mood. I actually had to get off those pills because it was making me even more depressed.
Hmm.
So I had to completely wipe that pill out. I threw those away a long time ago, but I think that's probably added to like my whole hormonal change and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I'm definitely going to see somebody about the whole hormone thing, because I think the pills have definitely had effect on that side of my body.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's me being a depressed person or if my hormones are making me that way or making me feel that way.
This gets into the same conversation that we had with Stacey yesterday mm-hmm. about how the Band-Aid of the medication, your Band-Aid, are the speed pills that are giving you this false feeling of feeling great, but you need mm-hmm. to work on your head.
Oh, no, absolutely. And that's why I just sat here and I listened to Stacey all day yesterday and it really hit home. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
these pills are doing the exact same thing for me that those pain pills did for Stacey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I listened to her all day yesterday and I just kind of had a breakdown last night. I was like, I don't feel very good. I'm not happy. I'm sick. So, yeah.
Hey, Brandy, go ahead. You're on the Burt Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment because I'm the same exact way. Like, I have to take, it's called Super Go-To Juice. It's like an energy pill at my job at QT.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't take this pill, I'll tell my coworkers, it's an antidepressant for me. It, like, totally picks me up and I'm fine. And my husband, like, gets on me all the time because he was like, you got to stop taking that because it's like a drug. It's seriously a drug.
It's not like a drug. It is a drug,
right. Mm-hmm. You're obviously struggling with it. I mean, is it the struggle of like you're dependent on this, or is it the struggle of admitting that you might be a depressed person? You might have to get some help for that.
The struggle of admitting you're a depressed person, because mm-hmm. I can put on a great front. Like, nobody has any idea like how I feel when I get home.
Yeah, you've told us before. Mm-hmm. You feel really, really lonely.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to admit. I don't want to cry because when he's crying again on the radio, here she goes.
I had a lot of tears yesterday, too. We tried to match you yesterday.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's hard to admit as a person because I'm always trying to be a good person, be happy all the time. But there's a period when you go home and you're just not happy. It's tough to deal with. Mm-hmm. And nobody will get it. No one understands the feeling. No one understands where it's coming from. So it's really hard to explain. And it's hard to admit.
But sometimes I think you may not know where it comes from either. You know?
I don't. Like, my friend last night asked me, she's like, why do you feel this like way? Where is it coming from? I'm like, you know what? Honestly, I can't give you an answer because I have no idea. So I just went to bed.
For a while there, you were seeing a therapist. What happened to that?
It's the whole fact that I don't trust a lot of people. Like, I don't even trust a therapist at this point.
To do what?
To even talk to you, to not leak a certain kind of information. And yeah, I'm putting myself out there now. I mean, everybody knows now. But no, I don't trust people with certain like information that they're not going to go and tell somebody else. You know what I mean?
And, you know, legally, they can't do that.
Right, but I mean, how do you know they're not secretly telling like their best friend? Because it's hard to keep secrets. For most people, it's hard to keep that one secret. You always have your go-to friend that you at least spill the beans to something about.
Well, this may be part of your depression right here, is that you don't have the ability to trust anybody.
Yeah.
So that might be one of the reasons why you have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Therapy is really healthy.
Boy,
just
is.
Just to be that raw and that exposed and that, I mean, ugly. You know what I mean? You just go there.
And you can say anything you want. Yeah. Like, I feel when I go in there, I'm not being judged. And this is stuff that I don't tell to anybody else. And I just emotionally throw up on my therapist. And I walk out of there 80% of the time feeling much better.
No, I agree. It's just the whole trust issue. Like, I still don't trust a therapist either. Yeah. They're not supposed to tell. I still don't trust them. Well, I mean, like, I trusted an ex-boyfriend who got me knocked up on, like, got me onto pills and told me I was fat all the time and told me I was down all the time on myself. Like,
he didn't get her knocked up. He got her onto the pills.
Right. On pills.
Let me clarify that.
Sorry.
Somebody hung on to that.
That choice of words. Yeah, no.
All right, so Wendy obviously still struggling, and her struggle is going to go on.
Time,
you know, next week too.
Time
for sure.
To emotionally throw up.
Yes,
like Bert just said.
I agree.
All right, Melissa, yours it has been sugar all week.
Yeah, and I really do appreciate when people bring breakfast that they always bring the healthiest things, knowing that someone is trying to fight sugar. Yeah, it's been something I need to do. It's, you know, sugar's not good for you, and I eat an awful lot of it. But I have not had a breakdown. Even Katie was surprised that I had not cheated, and because, of course, I've told you about how my food infidelity, where I hide stuff from her. But she was surprised. I left my ice cream here at the station all week, and, you know, watching everybody eat pastries this morning in front of me, did not break down and have one, even though I'm starving and didn't get much sleep last night. But I did not have any pastries. And then the candy and the cakes and the, you know, so it is difficult when, you know, it's right in front of you. So a lot of times with some of these vices, you have to have incredible self-discipline, because you see people around you doing it, then you've got to, it's up to you. The responsibility is yours, not everybody else's, to help you out. You know what I mean?
Who was eating the cake in front of her this morning?
I have a pastry right
here.
She's
right here. Jen's right here doing it as we speak.
It's just a big old middle finger to you, isn't it?
So I need to not do it anymore, and I'll try. To stay off sugar as long as possible.
You should blow some smoke in her face right now. Big old puff right now.
You
blow right in Jen's
face. You're smoking her cigarettes, taking Bert's sleeping pills, and taking Wendy's diet pills. Yeah. What are you doing? Just letting him sit there?
No.
You're
not.
How'd you do yesterday, Jen, with the cigarettes?
Not so good.
You smoked again.
Yeah.
You've only had one day where you didn't smoke, right?
Right. Yeah.
Not good.
I don't have the self-discipline that Melissa does. And I just don't. I guess it has been good because I've cut back a lot. Like, probably cut it in like 3/4, but I've still been smoking.
Do most smokers, do they wean themselves off, or do they go cold turkey?
Everybody does it different ways. Yeah. I mean, you can talk to 10 people who have quit successfully, and there's 10 different ways that they did it. So,
you mentally not ready to do this?
Nope.
Not, and you're not even apologetic about it? You're not ready to do it?
I'm not. I'm sorry.
Why not?
I guess I should not be sorry.
Like, when, because you've tried quitting before and you felt mentally you were ready then, what's the difference between this time and that time?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't really know.
Like, why aren't you ready? Why are you almost defiant right now? Is it because it's a radio bit, or?
I guess I wasn't really ready in my head, or like mentally prepared for it before these 5 days came up, and all of us just kind of jumping on the bandwagon and saying, like, we'll give up our vices together. I was kind of like, okay, that I should do that.
You said,
but
you
in my mind, it wasn't like really my decision.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and it's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and Jeff, you gave in yesterday also.
Yeah, mine was just stupid.
Like, yeah.
All the, I mean,
I agree with you. I think yours isn't really a vice.
No, it's stupid.
I think it's just a necessity to function in business.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
And I've got too much going on to not have it.
I agree. I didn't like your vice either.
I didn't like it.
I felt
it.
Like the show was really vulnerable if he didn't have his BlackBerry on him.
I know. So, I couldn't pick it up and BlackBerry text you.
Yeah, and there's just so much wasted time. Like, I mean, Wednesday is what pushed me over the edge, because I had to go meet with someone and he had to do a bunch of work while I just kind of waited for him. I had nothing to do. Nothing.
That's annoying.
So, yeah. So, screw it. That's stupid.
Especially the way that we use our BlackBerry as our to-do list.
I know.
And our calendar.
Yeah.
And our address book.
I know.
I don't know how you function.
I'm well aware.
The Burt Show. You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.